From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the U.S. has welcomed the decision by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons to investigate Saturday's suspected chemical weapons attack on the rebel-held Syrian town Douma. Heather Nauert is a U.S. spokesperson.
We see the OCPW as the impartial body to be able to collect this kind of evidence. Let me remind you how difficult it is to get. First of all, you're in a war zone. This is a very dangerous environment for anyone to go into. So that's an important role. They're the gold standard in collecting this type of information, and we would certainly rely upon them, as we have in other instances, to take a look at that.
Nauert said the U.S. is looking for a coordinated response to the chemical attack in which at least 40 died. Hundreds were sickened. President Donald Trump has spoken of a big price to pay for the attack, although Nauert acknowledged there is as yet no conclusive evidence about what agent was used.
Now, we do know that some sort of a substance was used, a chemical was used. We're just not sure at this point today exactly what was used.
At the UN, Russia and the U.S. blocked each other's efforts to investigate. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley derided Moscow for not backing the U.S. drafted resolution to create an independent commission to look into the attack.
History will record that on this day, Russia chose protecting a monster over the lives of the Syrian people.
Russia's ambassador urged the West to refrain from plans to attack Syria and warned of grave repercussions. The European Air Traffic Control Agency, Eurocontrol, has warned airlines to exercise caution on routes in the Eastern Mediterranean in anticipation of possible Western military action. Sudan's President Omar al-Bashir has ordered the release of all political prisoners following appeals from groups involved in the country's national dialogue. The three-year-old dialogue seeks to bring long-standing conflicts like Darfur to an end. This is VOA News.